going back to the beginning of the daf, and really something that we talked about at length in the new Rebbeit at the end of the previous daf, and that is one of the songs that the Yidden sang when they were Moisef Alo Ir Valo Azaros was the Shir Shel Pigoyim. Others refer to it as the Shir Shel Negah. It's what we know as Tehillim Kapitel Tzadik Aleph Yoyshev B'Seisar Eli. That was one of the songs that was sang during this time. We mentioned Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos why they sang Yoyshev B'Seisar Eli. Rashi says because Moshe Rabbeinu B'Yoyim HaKamas HaMishkan, he said, clearly implied from Rashi is that not only did he say, but he said, as well. And being that now we're being Moisef Alo Ir Valo Azaros, so we're being Oisek in this type of Avoida. So if we're being Oisek now in this type of Avoida, so it's very appropriate that we should now, again, like Moshe Rabbeinu did do this. Tosfos says, no, it's related to the matzav that was going on in the times of the Mishnah. That was going on, Bisman Bayesheni. Bisman Bayesheni, they were dealing with all the Tzari Yehuda, Ubin Yamim. They were giving the Yidden a very, very hard time. And it was considered very dangerous at the time to build a Beis HaMikdash. So anytime the Yidden would be Moisef Alo Ir Valo Azaros, they felt they needed protection. Min HaMazikin, Min HaPgomim, Min HaNegoim. And that's why they said Yoshev B'Sei Yisrael Yoin, because Yoshev B'Sei Yisrael Yoin is the capital that provides Shmira for Pegoim and Negoim. We said in the previous Rebbe that it's Mavur over here, two approaches of what the punchline of Yoshev B'Seisar was. Either it was Bracha, like Ba'komas HaMishkan, or it's more Shmira Men HaMazikin. We traced it to maybe the two times that Moshe Rabbeinu himself had recited this capital. One was when he went up to the mountain to be Mekabel the Torah, he was worried about the Mazikin. The other time is B'yom HaKomas HaMishkan, the different Pshatim and the Rishonim, why we say V'hinayim and Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon and Matzah Shabbos. This was all the raid that we spoke about in the previous stuff. But we mentioned fleetingly that it's a little bit shver. And the Bach asks the Kasha, and the Marshal asks the Kasha, the Bleib Tzarechim. Rashi seems to say that when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, he said, Yoshe B'Seisar Elyon. And really, it's not Mefurish. Okay, Rashi quotes a Teres Koyanim. The words of Rashi is, that Rashi quotes says that Moshe Rabbeinu said v'hinoyam. It doesn't say that he said Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon. We mentioned that Rashi in Chumash brings this Teres Koyanim twice, in Parshas Shmini and in Parshas Pekudei. In Parshas Shmini, Rashi says, it says in the end of the Parsha, right in the beginning of Shmini, so it says, Vayetsu Vayivarchu Asa'am, referring to Moshe Naharan. Amru, they said, V'inoyim Hashem Alikeinu Aleinu. Yihiratzoin Shetishre Shechina B'maisi Yedeichem. Doesn't say anything about Yoishnev B'Seisar Elyon. In Parshas Pekudei, again, Rashi brings this Chazal. The pasuk there says Vayivarech Oisam Moshe. It's interesting. In Shmini, it's Vayyavoy Moshe VaHaroin Vayetsu Vayivarchu Asam. It sounds like Moshe and Aaron are both giving the bracha. In Parshas Pekudei, it's Vayivarech Oisam Moshe. Amar lehem Yiratz in Shetitcha Shchina B'Maisi Yedeichem V'inayim Hashem Alekenu Aleinu Masi Yedeinu V'Goymer. Again, it doesn't say a word about Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon. And the truth is, if the purpose of what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing now, or Moshe and Aharon is, they're giving bracha, so L'chayr V'inayam is a bracha. Right? That is the taich of the words V'inayam. Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon is not a bracha. Where is there a bracha over there? It talks about an idea that if someone has betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc., right? But the point is, it doesn't mention anything about bracha. So L'chayr, this Rashi here in Shvuas daf tesvav mebeis is a chiddush. It's the Bach's kasha, it's the Marshal's kasha, kadmoine kadmoinim, and they much it very much in Rashi. Demis is, I think it's even a little bit starker, because if you take a look at Rashi in Parshas Pekudei, Rashi says, "Amar lehem yiratzin shetishu shchina b'maisi yadeichem v'inoyim Hashem alikenu aleinu masi yadeinu koinu no aleinu v'chulu v'hu echad me'achad osam mizmoirim." It's one of the 11 mizmoirim that Moshe Rabbeinu said that starts tefillah l'moshe and it ends by mizma l'saida. Vehi Noyam is the last pasuk in Kapitel Tzadik. Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon is the entire Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, right? Rashi's lashon is Vehu Echad. If Rashi held that it was Vehi Noyam and Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon, it's not Vehu Echad, it's Vehu Shtayim. It's Tzadik and Tzadik Aleph. Rashi's lashon Vehu Echad. In our Gemara, Rashi doesn't say Vehu Echad. Rashi says Vehu Me Echad. It's from the 11. Oh, it's from the 11. It could be it's Yeah, it's from the 11. Vinoyim is from the 11. Yosha B'Seisrael is from the 11. Here, Rashi's Lashon is not V'hu Me'echad, V'hu Echad Me'echad. It's one of the 11. Shtickle Dik, maybe. But the bottom line is, if that's the case, it's only one of the 11, which would suggest that it's Vinoyim, as opposed to Yosha B'Seisrael. But the truth is, again, what's the Kasha of the Bach? What's the Kasha of the Chachma Shleima? The Kasha is that L'chaira, it's one of 11, two of 11. If the Yisoid is Bracha, the Yisoid is V'inayim Hashem Alekeinu Aleinu, then why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu would have said Yoshev B'Seisr Elyon? L'chaira ma'inyin Yoshev B'Seisr Elyon to this Bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. So I just want to say over B'Kitzer, two Pshatim, from two of the Bnei Chabura. The first is from Shmuel Hirschman, who texted me right after the shiur, and has gerecht, and that is, you find by Birchas Koyanim, we say, Yivarechecha Hashem, V'yishmerecha. Yivarechecha Hashem, the Koyanim give bracha. But right after the bracha of Yivarechecha Hashem, it's V'yishmerecha, right? It's V'yishmerecha. Not only that, you find afterwards, Shalom, right? Le'motzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom. When a Yid gets bracha, you have to make sure he's going to be able to keep the bracha. You have to make sure there's going to be shmira. In fact, the Sefri says, Yivarecha Hashem V'yishmerecha. What does V'yishmerecha mean? Men amazik in daika. So there was a bracha, but right after the bracha, but afob in shmira oichet. Because if you're not going to have shmira, how do you know you're going to be able to keep the bracha? So just like Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yivarecha is the bracha, v'yishmerecha is the shmira on the bracha. And then we have the shalom, which is the klimachsik bracha. So too, v'yivarech oisam moishno. Aharon, you should know, if you look in the Svarim said that it could be this bracha was a Birchas Kayanim type of Indian. So there's some bracha that's taking place over here in the Makam HaMikdash, the Makam of Birchas Kayanim. So there's a bracha, but together with the bracha comes a shmira. It's Mamish Yivarechecha Hashem V'yishmerech. The second shot, and this is a little above my pay grade, this Yankee Blyer told me, and it's based on a Torah from the Bnei Yisachar. This is something that the Bnei Yisachar doesn't say once. It's something that the Bnei Yisachar says in multiple places. The Iker Marmokim that we're going to quote now is from Mamore Chodesh Kislev and Teves. It's Maimer Dalid. It's Kuvav. Ayin Shom, and it cross-references to a lot of different places in the Torah from the Heilig Bnei Yisachar. So again, I'm being mocked him that this is above my pay grade, but it's something that's very, very fascinating. And that is, the Heilig Bnei Yisachar said that it's Yodua, that the Arizal said that Menatzbach, what's Menatzbach? We go that Bezom and Bez on the bottom. Menatzbach, Tzoyfam Amorim. Menatzbach are all the Endoisius. And the Mem, and the Nun, and the Tzadik, and the Fe, and the Chuf. So the Arizal said that Menatzvach, all the Endoisius, are the Shoyrish, they're the root of all Ra, all Din, all Gvurois that come into this world. This is what the Arizal said. The Arizal added to that, he said that the Gematria of Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pe, Chuf, is Resh Pe, it's 280, which is the Gematria of Par, which in the world of Kabbalah, is dinim, it's a very, very bad thing. The Arizal continued, and the Arizal said that there are five oisius in Menatzbach. It's an endemem, and the nun, and the tzaddik, and the fe, and the chaf, right? It is five oisius in the Menatzbach. The gematria of them together is 280. If you take the 280 and you divide it by five, so what's 280 divided by 5? It's 56. Which means that the gematria of each one of the dinim is really 56. That's what the gematria is. Because you have Menatzvach, which in totality, Bishlemus, makes up dinim. Menatzvach is Resh Pei. It's made up of five oisius. If you divide them equally, even though each ois doesn't have an equal gematria, but if you take 280 and you divide it by five, what you're going to end up with is Nunvav. And Nunvav is the inyan of Nun Vav is the inyan of Din. So Nun Vav is Din. So the Bnei Yisachar Taich, he said that we say, V'hi noyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, U'masi Yodeinu Koinen Aleinu, U'masi Yodeinu Koinen Eyo. Or it could be the Bnei Yisachar might have said, V'hi noyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Right? But either way, it says over here in the pasuk of Yinoyam, right? You keep on, it sounds like it rhymes. So the Bnei Yisrael said there's five nus or five knees, five nun vavs that you have in this pasuk. Vinoyam Hashem Elokeinu. Aleinu is two, Umase Yodeinu is three, Koinonu Aleinu is four, Umase Yodeinu is five. So he said, what's the oimik of this tefillah of the Hinayan? The oimik is that the five nus are the 5 times 56, which are the Menatzvich, which together makes up Reish Pei, which the Arizal was Megalitas, is the Sheirish of all Dinim and all Gvuris in the world. What we say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hinayan, it should be Noyam Hashem Aleinu Aleinu, that you should take those five news and you should be mamtik the din. It should be Nayam. It should be Zis. It should be Zis. There should be Antokas Adinim. And that's the oimik. That's what we're saying when we say the Nayam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Umasi Yadeinu Koinin Aleinu Umasi Yadeinu Koinineu. So the Bnei Yisoscha teaches that we say in Halal Keil Havaya Vayor Lanu. Right? Keil Hashem Vayor Lanu Isru Chag Bavoisim at Karnis HaMizbeach. Keil Havaya Vayor Lanu. Keil is Begematria 31. Havaya is Begematria 26. 31 and 26 is 57. Not 56, it's 57. Kael, we know, is the shame of Chesed. Havaya is the shame of Rachamim. You know how you mamtik dinim? You mamtik dinim with Chesed and with Rachamim. Kael Hashem, through Kael and Hashem. Kael is Chesed. And Hashem, Havaya is Rachamim, Vaya Erlanu. Through that, there's going to be an Ur. The Choshech of the Nun Vav, is now going to be the Gematria of Kael Havaya, which is really Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin is going to be Mamtik the Din, and we're going to take from the Choshech, and we're going to make from it Ur. You know what the Bnei Soscha says is? So again, we're reading from the Mamorim on Kislev and Teves. Kislev and Teves is, of course, the longest Chalik in Bnei Soscha, and that's what he talked about in Ner Chanukah. See, he says, how many lights, how many candles did the Yidden light when they were in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the Ner Chanukah. So we know it lit for 8 nights, right? But how many candles were there? How many candles? It was 7 candles, right? We have 8, but that's not the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were 7, and they lit for 8 nights. That means how many candles were the Ner of Chanukah? It's 8 times 7. It was 56. So the Heilig Bnei Yisrael said, what's the oimik? He said, the oimik is because it was Keil Hashem Vayor Lanu. That's what it was. That there was such a Hamtokas Adinim during that Kufa that the Ur, the Neiros of Chanukah came and it was Meir. It was something that lit up the night and it lit up the Choshech. It lit up the Choshech of, it lit up the Choshech of the Golos, and that was the Yisoy. That's the oimik. He said, that's a terrace to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. You want to know why it's 8 nights? Because really all 8 nights was part of this Inyan of Nun Vav. And being that all 8 nights was part of this Inyan of all of Nun Vav, and that's all included in Keil Havaya Vayor Lanu. So if it's all included in Keil Havaya Vayor Lanu, says the Hilik Bnei Soscha, that's the Oimik, that's this Inyan over here of Nu. But the point is, the Bnei Soscha says, that's the Hemshech. And what's the next parak? We say, Yoisha B'Sei Sirel Yoin, B'Tzel Shaka Yisloinon, Oimer L'Hashem Machzim Tzudose Elekayach Tabay. Right, that's the next parak. The smichos v'inoyam always comes together, not always, but it so often comes together with Yoshev B'Sei Sereliyon. Because what's Yoshev B'Sei Sereliyon? It's Shmir Men HaMazikin. What's the tefillah of v'inoyam Hashem Elokeinu? It's Hamtokas Adinim. That's what it is. So you say v'inoyam, which is Hamtokas Adinim, there should be noyam on the new and the new and the new and the new and the new, or on the ni. Right, that's what it is. It should be Keil Havaya. It should be Nun Zayin. Zon. Right, that's Parnoso. That should go ahead and should be Mamtik all the dinim that's here. So that leads right into, that's where the Shmir Men HaMazikin, the Cheftz of the Bracha of Inoyam in the Torah of the Bnei Soscha, which is really very much rooted, if you look here in the Biurim and the Aris on the Bnei Soscha, it's rooted in the Torah from the Arizal, is really, it's a tefillah of Amtokas Adinim. If it's a tefillah of Amtokas Adinim, it's a tefillah of going Kineged all the Mazikin, so it makes perfect sense that the Vihinoyam should flow together with the Yoshev B'Sei Yisrael Yoyim, because it's not stam a bracha in a vacuum. It's a bracha of Hamtokas Adinim. That's what it is in Pnimius HaTorah. And if it's a bracha of Hamtokas Adinim, so it comes together with the Yoshev B'Sei Yisrael Yoyim.